I believe Kelly wrote that song, so praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's see, Forrest. Maybe we could dim all the lights but the center aisle, and then if we could have some young men that would volunteer to read the Christmas gifts for Jesus letters. Okay, we've got one volunteer. Any others? Another one? We don't want to have to reinstate the draft, do we? Hey, we've got three. If any of you other young men would like to help them, feel free to do so. And then if you would like to just read, don't read any names if they're signed, but just read the letters. And you probably want someplace to put them, don't you? Okay. If you'd like to bring them up here and then.
First one's a gift for $50. Gift of $20.
Happy birthday, Jesus. I love you and thank you for all you have done for me. I look forward to seeing you soon. A gift of $10.
I'm thankful for the birth of Jesus, for his tender, loving kindness, that through his birth, life, and death has shown his divine plan of redemption for such a lost, miserable, lost sinner such as I. I'm thankful for the birth of the Son, that through his sacrifice, I may go directly to the throne of God to speak and to have fellowship with the Father. What a friend I have in Jesus. What joy fills my heart. What greater love no man hath than God has for me, that he, my friend, would freely give up his life for me, that through his death I may reign with him someday eternally and one day be considered a son of God. I am thankful for the Son of the Holy Spirit that he left behind for my spiritual direction, that minister to my soul, convicting me of my unrighteousness, unworthiness. For in time of my deepest distress, the Holy Spirit ministers for and unto me. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. My love of Jesus is in the only true living triune God, three gods in one, and one God in three. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and a gift of $200.
Lord Jesus, thank you for your love of a sinner like me. You are my strength. You are my God. Help me to set my sights on you. Protect me from myself and my wicked ways. A gift of $40.
Dear Jesus, thank you so much for leaving the glory of heaven to be born in a stable here. Thank you for your great grace to die in our place on the cross for our sins. Thank you for allowing us to print your word and send it across the world. I love you, Lord Jesus. Happy birthday and a gift of $200.
It's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You have proven these promises to us repeatedly through this past year. Every time a trial has come our way, you have helped us through it and provided for our every need. This past year has been filled with trials and difficulties, one right after the other, but your word has never failed us. You came to this earth as a precious baby, lived a perfect, sinless life, paid our sin debt on the cross, and then rose from the dead on the third day. We can never say thank you enough for what you sacrificed for us by leaving heaven to take our sins upon yourself. By your sinless blood we are saved, but you did not stop there. You have continued to protect us and care for our every need.
Your word has been a great consolation in times of grief as well as joy in times of peace. We thank you for all you have done for us and all you will do for us in the coming days or years until you come again to take us back to heaven to be with you, and a gift of $50.
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for finishing your work on the cross for my soul. Thank you for your great patience with us. Thank you for my family. Thank you for our daily provisions. Thank you for the Bible in the English language. Thank you for our church family. Thank you for Pastor. Thank you for the freedoms we still enjoy in this country. Lord, please help us to preserve your purpose for the family. Amen. And a gift of $40.
Christmas, what a beautiful season. Jesus, what a loving Savior. Let's rejoice in the giver of all gifts this Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus, for your precious gifts. A gift of $100.
A gift of $20.
A gift of $60.
Thank you for that great love and a gift of $10.
Dear Jesus, happy birthday. Another year has passed, and I have been able to witness your continual love and grace, your life of sacrifice and death, burial and resurrection to save me from the flames of hell are more than I can comprehend. What wondrous love. Thank you, and I love you. If you had only come to redeem me, that would have been enough. But you also provide for my needs and my many of my desires. Thank you for family and your church. I am blessed beyond expression. All glory to you. A gift of $15.
Dear Jesus, on this day that we celebrate your birth, I wish to reflect over your great goodness to me in the past year. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. I wish to thank you, Lord, for your great mercy shown toward me this year. I wish to thank you for the provision you have made for your people. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. I wish to thank you, Lord, for your protection, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints that are preserved forever. I wish to thank you, Lord, for the shepherd you have placed over this flock. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill, yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. I thank you, Lord, for giving us a shepherd that seeks your guidance and feeds us with your word. May you continue to protect our shepherd. I wish to thank the Lord for thank you, Lord, for both the church family and the physical family that you have placed me in. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Lastly, I wish to thank you, Lord, for coming to earth to save us from my sin. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Thank you, Jesus, for being the shepherd of my soul, and the gift of $200.
A gift of $100.
A gift of $25.
Dear Jesus, thank you for helping me and my family safe and healthy, and I am glad you came down to die on the cross for my sin so I can get saved. Help me to serve you now and later and forever. gift of $5.
A gift of $20.
Dear Jesus, thank you for all you have done for me. Thank you for dying on the cross to save me from my sin, for rising the third day. Thank you for ascending to heaven to make a place for me. Thank you for all the blessings in this past year. Thank you for allowing me to serve you through different ministries and for a church where I can go and not be among worldly people. Thank you for Pastor and the messages he preaches, for my family and for all they do for me. Thank you for my friends and for the encouragement they bring. Thank you for a house to live in and for a car to take to the church. Thank you for providing mom, dad, and a job, and for food and clothes and heat. Thank you for shoes to wear. Thank you for the snow and the picture it shows us. Thank you again for everything and the gift of $10.
It says, thank you, Father, for sending your son to die on the cross for me so that I can go to heaven. Happy birthday, Jesus, and a gift of 50 cents.
Dear Jesus, happy birthday. As we think about this past year, we wonder where every day went. At the same time, we remember so many great blessings. Thank you, Lord, for those blessings and for the many ways that you provided for us, a family, and as a church. Thank you for so many writings to share with us. Thank you for so many writing in, sharing with us their decision to be saved. How it joys our hearts as we know that it does yours. Help me and my family to be what we should be for you in this coming year. We love you, Jesus, and a gift of $200.
Dear Holy Father, thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross so I could be your child. Thank you for your word and the Holy Spirit who guides me. Love your child. And a gift of $30.
A gift of $100.
Dear Jesus, thank you for all that you have done for me. Thank you for family, friends, food, a warm house, the Bible, and most importantly, salvation. Thank you so much for dying on the cross for my sins. I love you. And a gift of 75 cents.
Dear Jesus, thank you for my family, and thank you for saving me from my sins. And thank you for helping me when I am in need of you, and a gift of $5.
Amen. Amen. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'd like to thank you for all of your prayers and kindness that you show toward our family. We are unworthy of our Savior's love, and we are unworthy of your love as well. And we thank you for all your kindness. 1 Timothy chapter 6. And shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of the year when we can remember when you sent your Son from heaven to live on this earth, this sin-cursed earth, and to live amongst man, sinful man, and to die and give your precious blood for our sins. We thank you for that. I pray now that the Holy Spirit would work in each of our hearts, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Many people in this world, of course, at Christmas time are so excited about some certain gift they're hoping they'll get to open. Maybe it's a new computer, maybe it's a new dress, a new suit, new pair of shoes, some new electronic gadget. I don't know, there's always something new out there, isn't there, that man makes, thinks up, all kinds of gadgets, and a lot of people are just hoping so much that gift someone has got them and they'll get to open it. And maybe some of them will get that gift, and probably many will not get the gift they're hoping so much to get. But whether they do or do not, their real happiness does not depend upon that gift. They might get the gift they think will make them happy, but then they'll just want something else. You know, a lot of times you buy things today, and then they'll say, well, would you like to get this insurance plan with it? You know, and I always think, wow, you know, you pay all this money for this item, and then do I really need to insure it? is it really that poor quality that, you know, I can't trust it's going to last? I mean, you used to buy a refrigerator and think it'd run for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you know? And now, I don't know, we got a refrigerator, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, something like that. And I didn't buy any extended warranty, I don't believe, with it. But something went wrong with it, like within a year after we got it. And I was thankful it was covered. Things just don't satisfy. It says here, the Lord gives us richly all things to enjoy, but none of those things, we know how long we're going to get to enjoy them. Everything breaks. And so all kinds of things that people are hoping to get. But, you know, you think of the many Amish people that have never owned a lot of material things. But you know what? That doesn't guarantee they're going to go to heaven. They may have never enjoyed electricity in their houses. They may have never owned their own vehicle. But it's no guarantee they're going to get to heaven because many of them are still without Christ. Notice in Titus chapter 3, not too far away here, Titus chapter 3. So it's not things that will make us happy, but the lack of things will not take us to heaven. Some people, you know, that's what happened with the monks. They went into asceticism. Asceticism is a life of self-denial. And so some of these monks would go, like one of them called Simon, put himself up on a pole in a basket. And I forget how many years he stayed up there, thinking that would somehow gain him favor with God. Well, it didn't. It did not. Titus 3 and verse 5. Not by what? Works of righteousness, which who? We have done, but according to his mercy, he what? Saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through who? Jesus Christ, our Savior. So, hedonism is the pursuit of pleasure, not withholding.